yeah, it's starting to get to that time of year, man. A lot of the roads, as bad as they were this morning, are bone dry right now, which is go team go. So, and don't anticipate nearly the weather problems this morning that we had this morning and this afternoon. I'm just going to say that. I mean, you're going to still get people who are terrified of, that's the thing I've always been amazed by, is that you get people who kind of get shell-shocked. And so the road can be bone dry and they still drive like 20 miles an hour because it could be a secret ice.
Exactly my commute in this morning. The roads were bone dry and it was bumper to bumper. There were no accidents. Just, ugh.
Oh, wow. You know, drive at your own convenience. But let me just sort of say this. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. This is a major metropolitan area. I live on the west side. If I want to get to St. Paul without ever touching a highway, I know of at least six ways I can do it right off the top of my head. Six ways. I never have to get on a highway, and I can get all the way to St. Paul. If you're that scared, my advice being, get a map. They still make those. 952-946-6205. Okay, so we got a lot of things I got to get to today. The first thing I want to make sure we mention is Jeff Stein's going to join us. Most of the Cohen talk we're doing with Stein. I got so much to go over with that. That is insanity. It is absolute insanity. And by the way, the Republicans, they are... This, if you need proof of how broken the Republican Party is, and that the Republican Party will never vote to remove Trump from office, that you can impeach him all you like in the House, the Senate will never remove the guy, is watch that hearing today. You have definitive evidence Trump broke the law. That check alone, that photocopy of that check alone should be the end of Trump. He lied under oath on that. That should be the end of him. And they're not even bringing that up. They're just screaming, liar, at Cohen, and basically saying that nothing else exists. I said this. I'll say it again. He could kill someone. He could shoot someone in the face on national television. And the Republicans, the same people who insisted on 8 Benghazi investigations, because we still have questions, would insist the Democrats have no right to investigate them. That is where we're at right now. And if you want to be part of that, fine. But it's clear at this point that Trump has been working with a foreign country to win the election, to profit himself. And if you don't think that he's been doing that with Saudi Arabia, with the Philippines, with other countries, you're a fool. You're an Turkey, you're an absolute fool. So we'll talk with Stein a lot more about that one. We have got the Blue State Ball coming up here on Saturday. Now, first of all, I want to go through the VIP ticket giveaway we're doing here via our newsletter. And what we want people to do is to go sign up for our newsletter. All they have to do, Brett, right, is go to AM950 Radio and scroll to the bottom of the page.
Yeah, if you want to sign up, if you're not already getting it, yes. Add your email address, good to go.
All right, so there you go. Go to AM950Radio.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. There'll be a newsletter sign up. You want to do that today. And the reason why is, what time does the newsletter come out tomorrow morning?
It'll be 10:30.
10:30 tomorrow morning, the newsletter comes on out. In that newsletter will be a secret word. You need to email us the secret word. The details will be in the newsletter, Brett, on that? The details will be in the newsletter on that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Right. You just email comment at am950radio.com.
We'll take all the people that get the entry correct, put them into a big pile, randomly choose one, and you will win yourself a pair of VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball on Friday. We'll announce that on Friday. You have to have that email to us by, what is it?
I'm going to say probably by Friday morning, because we're probably going to draw some.
10 a.m. Friday morning. 10 a.m. Friday morning.
Let's go that.
10 a.m. Friday morning. You have to have the email to us. So newsletter comes out tomorrow. You need to send us the email. Get the email to us by 10 a.m. Friday morning. We'll pick that winner at noon, and we'll let you know who that is on the show on Friday.
And by the way, one more note regarding email with our streaming problems. We had internet down, email down. That's all back up now. So I was just reading through some emails of people saying we were down, getting emails bouncing. It's back. So if you email comment at am950radio.com with that code word, it will go through now.
And don't worry, once again, the newsletter with the code word doesn't go out till tomorrow morning. So there you go. You're all set to go there. We, of course, have some general admission tickets to give away. As a matter of fact, I got a pair to give away today, a pair to give away tomorrow. And so I'll tell you what, at some point today, we'll do a random number caller And if you're the number caller there, then you will win a pair of tickets. So keep listening today. Pair of general admission tickets to Blue State Ball. Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang. It is on Saturday night at the Blaisdell, Minneapolis, 5 p.m. We begin the VIP event. 6:30, general admission begins. Speeches begin at 7. We're looking forward to having a lot of people there, a lot of great politicians, and a lot of great listeners as well. We can't wait to see you guys. So make sure you join us. Blue State Ball, once again, it is on Saturday, March 2nd, Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Get tickets at am950radio.com, or else you can try to win tickets today or tomorrow. And once again, the VIP giveaway is on Friday. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. All right. Just after 5 p.m. on Wednesday, an RV with Minnesota plates and one taillight out pulled into a parking lot near the Maplewood Mall on White Bear Avenue in St. Paul. Police parked behind the RV, turned on their squad lights, and waited. Soon enough, its driver came into view, an agitated, frustrated Dennis Dwayne Van, V-A-N-N. Van had a revoked driver's license and a warrant out for his arrest in Kanabec County for failing to pay child support. Officers had originally found him and his RV parked outside of a Cub Foods in Maplewood after the store requested his immediate removal. They'd knocked on the RV door, and they'd received no signs of life from within. That is, until the RV pulled out of its parking space and headed out onto the road. So basically, police knocked on the door, no one answered. The question I have is, how long after they knocked and he played that there was no one home, how long did he knock before he basically pulled out? Was it like 20 seconds later? Did they go back to the squad car to call for the tow truck? Or was it like the tow truck shows up and he basically just, I'll just leave out of here. They even as the officers flashed their lights, Van hadn't pulled over or even slowed down. If anything, he seemed to be speeding up. Finally, he turned into the St. Paul parking lot. What commenced was a strange back and forth between Van and the officers, according to a criminal complaint filed on Friday. He claimed he hadn't stopped because he hadn't seen the cops' lights on and that he was driving with a busted taillight and no license because he was a free citizen who's not required to file traffic laws. The sovereign citizen creeps. Sovereign and free citizens are terms which come from a political movement which originated roughly in the 1970s. The core beliefs are that the United States government is an illegitimate, corrupt version of an idolized, romantic, small American government which has never actually existed. People who subscribe to it often don't use Social Security cards or driver's licenses or zip codes, and they can avoid it. And the only law that binds them, they say, is common or constitutional law. Statutory laws, they say, do not. It is important to note here that as of yet, no court of law has ever upheld these claims, and the police weren't about to do either. This is out of City Pages. Officers told Van he was going to jail, but he needed to get out of the RV or officers told Van he wasn't going to jail, but he needed to get out of the RV or they'd get him out of there themselves. Van then told him, okay, and now, all right. Dude, you are, and let's, I'm presuming this is a white guy, you know. Actually, it is. I know this. I saw the photo of the guy. He's a white guy. You are a prime example of white privilege in American law enforcement. Because I guarantee you, if it was African-American guy, they wouldn't have given him the choice. They would have, A, told him you're not going to jail, and B, they would have not given him the choice. They would have just stormed the RV. But here you are. You know there's a warrant out for your arrest. You know you basically shouldn't have been parked where you were parked. And they're even telling you, don't worry, we're not going to throw you in jail. Just come on out. And, of course, he decides to go on his own. Basically, let's see here. They told me he was not going to go to jail if he got out of the RV, but he needed to get out of the RV or they'd get him out there themselves. Van told them that there'd be a huge mistake. They asked why. Because two people would die today. That's blanking why. He answered, well, that's, you know, okay, now you've just accelerated the process. Officers then saw him reach down into a cranny between the two seats in the RV. He promised that there was going to be a big boom waiting for them in his glove compartment. Wow. I mean, it's terrifying, but it's also, you're really dumb, aren't you, dude? I mean, it's don't go in there. Of course, the officers, who don't happen to be Warner Brothers cartoon characters, basically then called in the SWAT team. They threw chemical rounds through the front passenger window. A bomb squad robot busily began to tear the rear door and chuck chemicals inside. So, once again, I want to make sure we understand this. This guy could have walked away. He could have walked away. He probably would have gotten, make sure you deal with that, money you owe up in Geneva County, but, you go on your merry way. He could have. Now we're at the point where the robot's yanking apart the RV and they're chucking more chemicals inside. This guy was determined, though. They did evacuate all the buildings around. Van put up a fight trying to cover the windows and hunkering down in the rear of the RV until the chemicals were too much for him and he pulled himself out the bay window for some fresh air. He surrendered around 9:30 p.m. and was arrested. So this is 4.5 hours. What remained was a big boom. Officers pulled an object out of the RV that was shaped like a pig and it had a "Blank the Police" written on it. It was indeed filled with an energetic powder, and it looked like it was meant to be an explosive. Further testing will determine whether it qualifies as an explosive device under Minnesota state statutes. I guarantee you this, if the guy was African-American, it would have qualified instantaneously, but okay, fine. If Van believed himself to be a free citizen on Wednesday, he certainly isn't one now. After his arrest, he was taken to an area hospital, and he's remained in custody since Friday. Oh, I don't think he's going to be getting out anytime soon. I just call me wacky crazy, but if you've got a bomb against the police and you're basically forcing the bomb squad robot to rip apart your RV, which I'm just taking a look at the guy's image. I can't believe it was the freshest smelling RV. I can only imagine the bomb squad robot being, "I did not sign up for this. Why did you make me go in there?"
Oh, we got some pictures of this going on.
Oh, there's on. If you go to City Pages, you get a picture of the guy. It just, like I said, I don't get this as the freshest RV that of all time. I mean, I think Walter White's was probably a little cleaner. But no, Bob, it's your turn to go. I don't want to go into this one. This guy reeks. I can already tell. This is not going to be pleasant. Sovereign citizens. By the way, and like I said, that was a... If you want to know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, where this whole thing Sovereign Citizen came from, it was guys in the West that came, they felt like they came up with a loophole in the president, as far as the presidents, and that one president can't count, and henceforth, anything that happened after his presidency doesn't matter, and that they're sovereign citizens. And these guys used to go around the country in the 70s and they'd show up at hotel conference rooms and have these little seminars about how you don't ever have to pay taxes again, and like this. And they fell in love with the idea. It's like Bitcoin. They fell in love with the idea without actually understanding what the damn idea is. And ever since then, they've been kind of these, "Your laws don't matter to me." I got news for you. The law's going to matter to this guy, Mr. Van. The law is going to matter to you. And, you know, maybe you can try to convince them that you don't deserve to go to jail, but you're going to go to jail. I've got unfortunate news for you. You're going to go to jail. 952, well, guilty until proven innocent, or innocent until proven guilty. Well, depending on, once again, if you're African American, well, never mind. Innocent until proven guilty, but... As Jason Bateman said so wonderfully in that Super Bowl ad, "Oh, he's guilty." Yeah, we all agree he's guilty. Actually, the court of law.
Picture a sovereign citizen. That's this guy. Yes,
this guy. You know, he is a roadie. Give me a. No, I'm not going to go with Tesla. Go warrant. He's like the roadie that gets thrown out of, gets fired by warrant because he was too drunk to go set up the speakers at their show at the Dubuque Metroplex facility. You know that's
a pretty specific example.
Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Take a look at this picture.
Yeah,
thank you. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let us take a break. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Once again, Stein coming in. We'll get to Cohen. That whole back half hour is just going to be all, yeah. It's going, yeah. join us. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The average person is hit by 55 stressors daily. And if you have a high-stress job or life situation, it's even higher. What can we do to lower stress levels and increase health? Awaken Living offers sessions using the AlphaStim, a unique tool that transmits a patented electrical wavelength to modulate the cell's signals to the brain. This shifts you from the stress mode to relaxation. When we're continually stressed, our brains and bodies tend to forget how to calm down. The Awaken Living AlphaStim puts you in an alpha state. This is a relaxed state that athletes and artists go to when they're in the zone. The Awaken Living AlphaStim reduces stress, pain, anxiety, depression, and insomnia without medication. You'll be surprised how relaxed you feel. This therapy may be experienced alone or in conjunction with several other therapies, including the Biomat and acupuncture. So come relax at Awaken Living by calling 952-452-8583 or visit awakenlivinginfusion.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Once again, Stein coming up here in just a little bit. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Let's get Brad knocked out here. Welcome on in, Brad.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope people appreciate the irony that after 60 years, that Cadet Bonespur is finally going to Vietnam. Although, in this case, instead of going as a patriot to serve his country, he's going as a traitor to sell this country out for his moment in the spotlight.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, I just highly doubt that, and thanks, Brad, I appreciate the phone call. I North Korea's not going to give up their nukes. It's the only thing that gives them power in this world. They're basically a dirt poor country that can't, you know, pay its own people, can't feed its own people. The nukes are what basically keeps everyone from invading, and he's not going to give them up. And so, you know, this argument that we're going to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, that's not going to happen. He might give, you know, he might be willing to sign a piece of paper saying that he's going to, end the Korean conflict, but that's going to be about it. Brett, are we ready to go here? You want to do this thing here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. We have got a pair of tickets to the Blue State Ball coming up here on Saturday. These are general admission tickets starting at 6:30. I got a pair of tickets for general admission to give away right now. Caller number 15, 15, caller 15, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, caller number 15, you'll win yourself a pair of tickets to general admission for the Blue State Ball on Saturday at the Blaisdell. John Fugelsang, Tom Hartman, lots of politicos, and of course the station folk. Caller 15, good luck, 952-946-6205. While we are waiting for our winner, I want to give credit to a Republican. And I really do sincerely want to give credit to a Republican. Mountain Lake Republican Rod Hamilton. Now, you might be asking, Matt, why are you doing this? Because he did something in this day and age where most Republicans fall in love with the narrative of the story before actually thinking it through. He actually thought it through, and he did not falter when it came to doing the right thing. Now, let me explain this. And this is out of Blue Stem Prairie. Anti-Muslim activists Michelle Evan and Marnie Hockenberg might not have known where Mountain Lake Republican Rod Hamilton's district is. By the way, his district is in very southwestern Minnesota. It's not the most southwestern, but it's basically the one next to it. So the women who are deeply upset that Tuesday's Muslim Day was taking place at the state capitol spent a few heated moments in his office berating him about it and his support for refugee communities. Now, once again, this is two anti-Muslim activists very upset with the Republican, Mountain Lake Republican Rod Hamilton. My only guess would be is that they thought that they were going to go in there and have a sympathetic ear. And that's what the case would be. And that didn't go quite the way they expected it to. That's the only way. I'm pure speculation on that. Hamilton mildly pointed out that all people could peaceably assemble in the state capitol, but the anti-Muslim visitors continue to insist that CARN, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is a terrorist organization. Hockenberg had earlier presented Hamilton with a folder containing the usual conspiracy theories about CARN being a terrorist organization. Michelle Evan also expressed the sentiment that people needed permission to move to the state, and three human trafficking organizations had brought refugees to Minnesota. She didn't name the groups, but that's a name calling used by anti-Muslims who call out Lutheran social services, Catholic charities, and the evangelical Christian Arrive ministry. So once again, these anti-Muslim groups, they're accusing the Lutheran Family, Lutheran Social Services, Catholic Charities, and Christian Arrive Ministries of human trafficking organizations. Those are the organizations that are commonly referred to by anti-Muslim groups. It's not quite sure who exactly Evan and Hockenberg were referring to, but those are the three that generally get mentioned reported here in Blue Stem Prairie. When the Republican Hamilton called their bluff and asked his aide to call Capitol Security to his office so that Hockenberg could report her security concerns, which he said he was obliged to do, the women left his office. No, so what's happened is he basically has a case where a person has come into his office and told him, people are being trafficked into Minnesota illegally. Human trafficking is going on in the state. Rod Hamilton says, wait a minute here, that's going on? All right, I'm going to call Capitol Police. We're going to file a report right now. You can give names and organizations and what you know. To which immediately the two women grabbed their stuff and ran. Actually, they did get a little bit colorful with the language here. At one point, even represents the call to Capitol Security as an attempt to throw the woman out of his office. Leaving the office, Evan spews a series of derogatory names for Hamilton, including blank. It's target-rich environment. The documents she shared with legislatures appear to be printed out material from anti-Muslim website. After equating CARN the white supremacist, white national politician, white separatist, anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist, Holocaust denier, convicted felon and former Grand Wizard of the KKK, David Duke, she relates a chain of accusations and supposedly connects the state the CARN Minnesota chapter to the domestic terror group Hamas. So, you know, basically it's printed out materials that basically make the Council for American Islamic Relations in Minnesota look like some sort of terrorist group. They go to this Republican's office. They claim that, first of all, they shouldn't have had a Muslim day at the Capitol, which, as he points out, well, we can't stop that. I mean, anyone can have an assembly day. That's their right. It's the people of Minnesota, which, once again, good on the Republican, Rod Hamilton, for pointing that out. Second of all, when they basically came on out and said, well, people are being human trafficked into Minnesota by these groups, he immediately called the police and said, well, we've got a crime here that we have to report, to which these two women hightailed it out of there. So, yes, indeed, a salute to Rod Hamilton, Republican, for doing the right thing. And, by the way, making a blueprint for all people, that if people like this show up and they make accusations like this, you call the police. If they are calling and saying something like this is happening, then, you know, and what they're repeating is these far-right talking points, then by all means, call their bluff. Get the police on there. Tell them to file the report. And when they don't, if they can't, they basically or they run away, you know what really was going on. So, you know, congratulations. And like I said, I generally don't – there's not too many Republicans nowadays I actually will commend, but Rod Hamilton, you did the right thing. He absolutely did the right thing. And – even more kudos to you to basically say, you know, you can't stop people from assembling in the state capitol. I mean, if you can have gun kooks show up there and listen to speeches threatening Democrat violence against Democrats, I don't know how in the world you think you're going to be able to stop, you know, a recognized religious group from doing so. John from Forest Lake. And by the way, and congratulations, John, you will join us from Forest Lake at the Blue State Ball on Saturday. A pair of general admission tickets get you in at 6:30 on Saturday night. Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang, I'll be there. Hunter will be spinning music. Brett will be there. All of us will be there. We look forward to seeing you then. If you didn't win today, good news. We got another pair of general admission tickets to give away tomorrow. And a reminder, once again, the VIP tickets. We got a pair of those to give away. But they're through the newsletter. What you need to do is go to our website, am950radio.com, which is up and running, as well as our audio stream is back up and running as well. So good news, good news. Everything's back up and running. Go to our website, am950radio.com. Sign up at the bottom of the page for the newsletter. Newsletter with the code word comes out tomorrow, and we'll be all set. All right? All right. So you got a chance at winning with that newsletter. The VIP tickets are given away on Friday. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Stein, when we do return, and by God, do we have a lot to get to with him. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
After celebrating the Blue Wave at the Blue State Ball, join me, Tom Hartman, the morning after for brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The brunch will include a small group of other AM 950 listeners as you get to discuss with me the big issues of the day in an intimate setting. It takes place Sunday, March 3rd at 10:30 with a delicious brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. There's plenty of free parking available in the lot next to the Downtowner Woodfire Grill and across the street at Burger Moe's. Tickets are $150 and are very limited, so guarantee your spot at my brunch now by calling 952-946-8885. Again, it's your chance to meet with me in a small group setting the day after the Blue State Ball on Sunday, March 3rd at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. For tickets, call 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. Details at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. See you there.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota-certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around, check us out online, and when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Programming is brought to you by Great Wall, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic soups. You're a little cold out there. You want to warm up nicely. Great Wall has got a great selection of soups, and all their food is fantastic. Get it to go. Go to greatwallrestaurant.us, greatwallrestaurant.us. 46 in France in Edina. It's the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. Find his books at Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. iowawatch.org is his... iowawatch.org is public service show that he's got. And of course, he is calling us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, as we have nothing to talk about today, Jeff.
I think you should play polka music.
Dun, 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 dun. Who are the two guys? Who John Candy and Eugene Levy on SCTV played the Schmenke brothers? Was it? All right, and thank you very much for the coffee and the Danish. Those are great.
You know, that is a tremendous reference. Another tremendous reference that a mutual friend of ours used earlier today, and he mentioned it, and then I said, this is what should be done. And maybe you should do it during your program. Have Michael Cohen's testimony live and the Benny Hill music theme in the background, because the whole thing is just about as absurd a circus as you can possibly find, isn't it? This whole thing is just ridiculous.
Well, and here's the point, and let's get into this, okay?
Sure, yeah.
There is, okay, the lies, the testimony, okay. The receipts and the checks that Cohen has produced alone at any other time in the history of this country, without one sentence of Cohen testimony, those things alone prove Trump has lied, that prove Trump has lied under oath, and basically, this should be the end. I mean, forget about Cohen's testimony, just what he produced as far as the receipts and the checks, that should be the end of Trump right there.
All right, now when has Trump been under oath?
When the written statements that he had to give Mueller.
All right, the statements, and they were given under penalty of perjury. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to be real clear, because that is an oath, but most people would be thinking of something else. I just want to make sure we're abundantly clear. The thing about Cohen is, as a lawyer, I can tell you, as a human being, you already know that once somebody lies to you, it is difficult to determine to believe them. And it is the biggest stunt in the world for individuals cross-examining someone, whether it's a member of Congress today, whether it's someone in court another time. And they say, well, now, wait a minute. You have entered a plea of guilty to perjury. That means lying under oath, correct? Yes, that is what it means. Well, do we believe you then, or do we believe you now?
Well,
but that's the stunt.
And the obvious point is this. He's got a plea agreement in place. So if he lies under oath in front of Congress, which he is right now, that plea agreement can get yanked, and he would be going to jail for a lot longer. That's one large point that the Republicans want to kind of skip on past.
Well, but here's the thing. If he lies today, then maybe that means he was telling the truth before when he pleaded guilty to perjury. So it gets circular. But the point is, it's immaterial. You don't need Cohen. This is the thing. He's a horrible witness. He comes across, and I don't care if he were to come up and say, I have seen the light, I have found religion, and I am now telling you that I'm a scumbag. But I did it because I worked for a bigger scumbag, and this is why you should believe me, because I am now telling the truth because I've seen the light. I'm born again. Here's the problem. Most folks would say, yeah, okay, we're going to need a little more than just your say-so on this. This is why this whole thing that we're seeing play out on national television and radio today is a sham, because it doesn't matter. It is hiding, to your very point, Matt, it's hiding what really is the crux of this. Forget what he is testifying to or not. The goods are right there. This is why he is not a good witness for any Mueller investigation.
Well, let me step in really quick. Okay.
Let me just summarize, because I just got a couple of things. He's a horrible witness for Mueller as a witness, but as someone who can provide independently corroborated evidence, he could be a gold mine.
Here is and actually here's the logical one, because you're right. I mean, one side thinks he's being honest, the other side thinks he's being dishonest. I mean, what's going on as far as the speeches and the answers really is not much. It's what Cummings said at the beginning of this entire process. We are no longer using this committee to hide the president. And this is what really is terrifying the Republicans, is that stuff that this hearing would not be happening if the Republicans had held the House. It just wouldn't be. And now all of a sudden, things that the Republicans for 2 years have said don't exist, have not happened. It's nothing. It's all the check itself. That's, you know, he should be done. Trump should be done with the check itself. I mean, that's you know, there is your corroborated evidence. It's done. And so the frantic nature of the Republicans to try to shut this down, just to scream. And by the way, to watch the paths of of attack by the Republicans. First, they go after the legitimacy of the hearing. Then they say, you know, Jordan's out there saying something about Hillary Clinton being behind this whole thing, which, well, that's a great conspiracy theory. Yeah, let's let Trump win the election. Then we can really get him. Then it basically Meadows walks into the biggest rake in the yard with the whole race thing. To which Cohen's comment saying, well, there's not a single African-American executive in the Trump organization, you know how he thought bringing in a person from housing and urban development was going to somehow offset Trump's racism issues, I don't know. But, you know, that one. So now it's just back to everyone screaming, liar, liar, liar. The reality is the meat and potatoes is the evidence that's on paper, which is really more damning. But the more damaging thing for the Republicans is we've been saying that this doesn't exist, and now all of a sudden we have all these things. We can't stop all this from getting out now. And that, although it doesn't have a lot of, you know, substance as far as future repercussions, in sense being it's just basically he said, she said sort of stuff, it's something that they have been able to keep quiet, and now they can't.
I don't know. Well, I understand why everyone is posturing for the cameras today, trying to rehabilitate a public image. Will have any sort of image after he gets out of prison, but he's doing what he can to, you know, again, it's like he got traded from the Yankees to the Red Sox, and so now all of a sudden he couldn't be more clam chowder-ish, okay? So fine, you put that all over there. The Republicans on the committee are trying to score certain points, but they would be so well advised not to just tuck their tail between their legs and run, but to just not make such a big deal of it. Because the problem is, by them protesting so much and doing what you have laid out here, the items that you mentioned, they're acting like it's a bigger deal than it is. Their position really ought to be not to discredit him directly. They ought to just say, look, you already lied to us once. I don't want to hear anything from you. That will not eliminate the hard fact-based evidence that he's got, all right? But in the court of public opinion, they're making it seem like it's a big deal. Just shut up. Let it go away. Mm-hmm. Let the Democrats have their moment and then worry about how the evidence plays out. But instead, they're trying to go toe-to-toe with the guy. And it's
mixed results at best.
Well, at best. Now, yes, I've seen something come through that say that he denied being in Prague, and that was a big part of the Steele dossier. Okay, so what? You know, what difference does it make what he says on that issue? This is the thing that I think is going to make, and I'm going to go on and look behind me. I think people, when they look at the Mueller report, people who are very interested in this on each side of the partisan spectrum, I think they are each going to be potentially, I'm going to say disappointed, because of the fact that I think what Mueller is going to present is just, it's nothing that is going to be terribly exciting and salacious and let's make a motion picture out of it. It'll be very methodical and it'll be set forth and here it is all documented. And everybody is wanting, you know, these large histrionics, and I don't get the sense that that's how Mueller does business anyway. I was saying earlier today that, look, if to this point the Republicans have been able to say, well, yeah, there's a lot of indictments, but these are bad people and has nothing to do with collusion. Okay, so that means one of two things, doesn't it? We're driving down that road and we can either turn left or turn right. There's no going forward. Left means, yep, Mueller has nothing, and this is the best he could do, and he was doing indictments along the way. Or it's going to be a right-hand turn, pick any direction, that it's not a political right-hand. Right-hand turn that says he has so much stuff. This is all the collateral damage stuff. He's getting all those indictments out and getting people like Cohen locked up, doing all of that first. So it's all out of the way. So when he does issue a report that has indictments against a number of individuals, not the president, the president will be listed as an unindicted co-conspirator. That then is the blueprint for impeachment. And I truly don't know which way. And I say this not because of anything you've just discussed. I say it because they have really clamped down on this. Nobody knows. I'd sooner think it's the right turn as opposed to, yeah, we don't have anything, just a bunch of collateral damage. But the fact is nobody knows. And I just don't think that kind of methodical report is going to have the kind of salacious details that a lot of people are expecting. It's going to be bad enough if it is a roadmap or a blueprint to prove a collusion case against the president, which it very well might.
Well, and I'm going to disagree with you because I actually think, considering, I honestly do feel as if there is a ton of more that's been not, that has been kept quiet through the grand jury that is going to come on out. What I think this whole Cohen thing is showing us, though, undeniably, is that there's just no way in the world the Republicans are going to vote this guy out of office. That he could shoot someone in the face on live television, and the same people who said that we need an eighth Benghazi investigation are going to demand that the Democrats have no right to investigate him. That, I think, is the most damaging thing that's being exposed here, is that the Republicans are showing their hand that there's nothing that Trump is going to be caught on, even if that report comes down and has true collusion. Here are the phone calls, here are the tapes between Vlad and Trump talking. And here's WikiLeaks and Roger Stone, and Trump was knowing about that. The Trump Tower meeting was known by Trump. If all that stuff is proven true, it doesn't matter because the Republicans will just not remove him from office.
But you act surprised at that revelation.
No, not really. I think it's just so it's hard to see. The only guy who's at Ombash out of Michigan, who's clashed with Trump a few times himself, he's the only Republican on that entire committee. You'd think there'd be one of them. More than them. You know, Jordan, I get. Meadows, I get. Virginia Fox, I get. I understand some of these people, that they're just they're blind faith. But you would think that there would be at least a few more Republicans who would be saying, wow, that check's pretty damning. And yet no one really outside of Ambash, I think A-M-B-A-S-H, I think is how you say his name. But I think that he is the only one that said that this investigation has any validity. And I think that's what surprises me most, is the way that the Republicans have got all their ducks in a row on this, and that they basically are showing that, you know, you can have him dead to rights. We don't care.
Because it's not time for them to bail. Now, see, what you're holding people to a standard of statesmanship and governance, okay? And I'm holding them to the standard of absolute look yourself in the mirror and figure out who's the most important person in the world sort of priorities, okay? So I'm not surprised, and it goes, you know, they don't need to jettison Trump because he can still do them some good. And they will be the first then to jump to the other side and then say, well, I had no idea this was going on, even though it was handed to them earlier. Okay,
because, I've been betrayed, yeah. Well,
it's an opportunistic approach that they're taking. Okay, so I only make sport when I said, you know, well, you're surprised at this, because I'm not shocked. I don't think the hearing today necessarily shows what you're suggesting, only because I don't know that that was an open question for anyone. You see what I'm saying? It's like, okay, fine. They've proven yet again. If anybody needed to be convinced, then perhaps so. But I'm just not. These are all just political animals, and I'm trying to find one of them who's working for our interests. And it's just,
I want to be honest with you, and I know you probably disagree with this. I think the Democrats are working for our interest, because not questioning Cohen, just sweeping this under the rug and saying, oh, there's no point, that doesn't do us a disservice. And I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break.
Sure.
When we come back, and I want to point out what the real damage of the Cohen testimony has nothing to do with Michael Cohen per se. I'll explain where I'm going and get your thoughts on that. Jeff Stein joining us right now, talking about the Cohen testimony, which is going on right now. AOC is talking. Uh-oh. We'll have to see if there's anything new on that one. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back quickly. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Jeff Stein joining us. We're talking about the Cohen testimony, which is going on as we speak right now. Just to give you an update here, the one Representative Kahana of California asked about money reimbursements. Are you telling us the president directed transactions in conspiracy with Alan Weisselberg and his son Don Jr. as part of a criminal conspiracy to financial fraud? Yes, Cohen said. That's not good. Jimmy Gomez, representative from California, went after the tax return, saying, is he under audit? Cohen had said he'd asked for proof of an audit, but Trump never gave one to him. I presume that he is not under audit, Cohen said. He added he believed Trump didn't want experts to start ripping his taxes to pieces. Here's the real damaging part, I think, at this point, Jeff. It's not Cohen, but clearly the Democrats are asking, who else should we talk to? And it's in the Trump organization. And he's telling them names. He's telling, here's the person you should this. I don't know what the realm of subpoena power is, but that, I think, is the most dangerous part for Trump, is that all of a sudden his personal secretary gets called in and she's under oath and they're asking her to verify Cohen's things. That's really where the damage is coming in. That all of a sudden, if it goes beyond Cohen and that there is corroborating evidence and people that are under oath basically saying, yes, what Cohen said is true, and then you have the Mueller investigation on top of it, now you're starting to get, you know, quite a few layers on the whole pile.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. There's no question. If Cohen provides, and again, in a nutshell, forget all of the histrionics of today. His value is simply to be able to tell the Mueller team things and tell them who can corroborate it independently, to hand over documents and then indicate who can establish the foundational accuracy of those documents. They're fools if they put him on the stand at a trial against anybody that to come, okay? You know, let's assume this whole thing blows up, leads to indictments, whatever it is. You don't want Cohen anywhere near it. Get him out of our system today. Let him recover from his shoulder surgery. Lock him up for the 3 years, because it's those other individuals that you just cited who have a neutral public opinion of them. People love or hate Cohen, right? Because he's been, you know, a larger than life figure in all of this, a legend in his own mind to a large degree, but he may have this information. But again, you get to the personal secretary to Trump, or the individual who's the custodian of records at a bank, who obviously is just going to testify to the accuracy of documents. Somebody like Cohen gives a prosecutor the information they need to then go. I mean, it sounds like some weird sort of TV show like Blacklist, but it's more a matter of saying, here's the information, here's who you talk to, and then you never have my name associated with it. That's going to be the real nut of this. And they had to be very careful today, because whatever Cohen says could jeopardize some other prosecution. That may also be why you don't have quite the level of bombshells, because he spills the beans today, evidence gets destroyed tomorrow. There are a lot of people who have no idea what's being looked at, And so that's part of the sanctity of the confidentiality of the investigation.
And by the way, if you're in the White House, yank that phone away from Trump out in Vietnam, because I guarantee you every other country on the planet is listening into whatever he's saying right now. The committee is going to be investigating more here. And this is part of the process. It's the discovery process. They're looking for answers. You know, there are two different groups of people that are now really, I think, in big trouble. The first one is the Trump family. Ivanka, Donald Trump Jr., regardless of whether you want to believe in Cohen or not, their names are getting bandied about a lot now. And if this goes down that path and we start having people, other people getting testifying, I think now for the first time we're seeing the likelihood that one of them could possibly be in legal trouble as well. That could start coming to light.
There are a couple of things that people can't have both ways. For example, if you're the Trump children or son-in-law, for example, you can't, on the one hand, be daddy's right-hand man or woman and be integrally involved in all aspects of everything. And then, on the other hand, when it gets a little hot, say, well, I really didn't know about this. I'm out of the loop. I don't, that's nothing to do with me. You can't have that stuff both ways. Similarly, Cohen sort of had a little landmine today where he was saying that the whole thing of Trump running for president was a PR stunt and he never wanted to win. That's over here on the one hand. On the other hand, then you're saying that he was trying to work with foreign governments to ensure his victory. It's like, okay, you're going to have to nuance that because it seems a little shaky. But to the point about the family, you can't say that you're right there with him and then say you didn't know this was happening. If there is something to happen, right? So to your point, absolutely, it's going to get very tricky.
Oh, and by the way, on that point on Cohen, I heard earlier today, and I thought this was a very valid point. He was trying to play both sides of the same coin. On one side of it, he was trying to get the Russia hotel go through. Even if he lost, he was going to have good connections there. But then he ends up winning. And that does explain why his transition team really did not even exist for 2 weeks after the election. And that was remember that he had no transition team ready to go. I don't think he was thinking he was going to win.
It's the same thing I've said before. It's like your dog goes and chases cars. Then one of these days he catches one and says, huh, what do I do with this? I didn't expect to catch the car. Trump caught the car. Now we all deal with it.
Speaking of dogs, quickly, Roger Stone. Today he basically came on out. He can't say anything. And he comes on out and starts slamming on Cohen. He's going to jail, isn't he?
Well, you know, if the judge said, don't talk about your case, how broad is that? If it is just your case. Now, if I'm Stone, well, I'm not Stone. Heaven knows. Good God, I would not have a Richard Nixon tattoo on my back like he does. But look, you just escaped jail by the narrowest margin, the thinnest strand of hair on your cheap toupee. And why would you then risk it? I mean, look what happened to Manafort. Manafort was out. He could have delayed going to prison until he was dead, but he had to be cute and try to influence the prosecution. They revoked the bail, and he will live the rest of his days in custody. If that's how Stone wants to go out, then keep making public statements about anything, including the weather.
Just all you have to do is just turn everything off, and he doesn't want to do that. Once again, Jeff Stein, a man with a tattoo of Spiro Agnew on his back. Sorry.
I called him Ted. That was the nickname, to his friends. It was Spiro Theodore Agnew, and they called him Ted.
There is a great piece of graffiti, real quick. A great piece of graffiti. When they tore down the original Walker Art Center, they saw the wall. Someone had spray painted in there, Spiro Agnew eats at the rainbow. I nearly died. I said, whoever wrote that, that's the greatest piece of graffiti I've ever seen. I'll post that picture up a little bit later. Jeff Stein, once again, find his books at Common Good Books, totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Politics Report, we'll get that up later. Jeff, thank you, my friend.
I will talk to you soon.
Take care, my friend. We've got Doug's up next. Till tomorrow. See ya.